Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
November 2nd, 2021. It is Election Day. And do we have confidence even in lawful, free elections anymore in this country? It pains me to ask that question. Welcome to Feet to the Fire. This is your host, Sergio Fassa. And I think in red states and red districts, we still have free and lawful elections. In blue states, I'm not sure. Time will tell. But do go out and vote. Make sure if you're in New Jersey, it would be great to see Governor Murphy, the tyrant, the COVID tyrant, voted out of office. So get out and vote for Jack. If you're in Toms River, my locality, Lobman and O'Toole for Board of Ed. We want to vote out the Rhino establishment Republicans anywhere they are, especially on the Board of Ed, because they're the ones acquiescing to all the nonsense mask policy and other such draconian measures from the government. We need leaders who will stand up. So go out and vote. Also, in the news all over the place, Let's Go Brandon has been spreading like wildfire, and the media is having a meltdown. As I often say, get the smelling salts because they can't take it. Southwest pilot said it over the speaker on his flight, I guess over the weekend or something, and the media is freaking out over this. Comparing it to supporting ISIS, that's the kind of radical comments we're hearing from the media about this as they melt down. By the way, if you don't know, Let's Go Brandon is a euphemism for, I would agree, an impolite comment about Joe Biden that I myself would not use, employing the worst of all bad words. I hate alluding to these things on the show, so please muffle your ears if you don't want to hear, but the F word regarding Joe Biden, and that's not good. It became a euphemism, though, and a joke because the media was covering up the fact that people were chanting that curse word, and the media reported it as, I think the crowd saying, Let's Go Brandon. And the joke about the Let's Go Brandon thing is that it's absurd that the media is pretending that reality doesn't exist. That's the joke. But what's funny is the hypocrisy, because the media over the last 4 years with Donald Trump loved F-word Donald Trump. They loved that. They said it everywhere. They tweeted it. All their movie stars were saying it. Go look up. I looked this up yesterday. Unreal. Robert De Niro at the Tony Awards saying it over and over again to a chanting crowd. And nobody saying Let's Go Brandon is doing that. When people say Let's Go Brandon, they're making fun of the media. They're not even intending to use a bad word. They're making fun of the fact that the media is covering up the grassroots outrage against Joe Biden. That's all it is. All right, let's get back. We were talking yesterday, Happy Reformation Day, we said, about the fact that the objective truths, the transcendent absolutes of the gospel are under assault. Because people are saying that justification by faith and not by works is a Reformation perspective, a European white version of theology. And so it's irrelevant to other people groups in the world, which is absurd because what you're doing is denying people the truth that they desperately need to hear. Justification by faith in Christ is not a cultural truth. It's an absolute truth. And they're doing the same thing, as I said yesterday, with capitalism and property ownership, pivoting that as a white idea. And so you shouldn't accept capitalism because it's the tool of oppressors. Whereas, in fact, capitalism and property ownership are things that are transcendent for all. And so here's a question I want to propose. What better way to get some cohort or subset of society, say an arbitrary subset based on something as superficial as skin color, like a minority population, a black population, what better way to get them to self-exclude from society, to voluntarily opt out of productively participating in society? What better way to persuade them to do that and deceive them by teaching them that absolute transcendent truths are in fact tools of their oppressors. What better way to persuade them to opt out of participation in society by teaching them that things like merit and ownership and capitalism and self-government and responsibility and hard work ethic and profit, teach them that all of that is not an absolute truth. No, that's tools of their oppressors, so that if they participate in those things, they will be participating in the very things used to oppress them, and therefore they will be selling out and siding with their oppressors. See how sinister and evil that is? And so they are relegated to permanent poverty and dependence and institutional slavery because they're told, don't participate productively in society. That would be acting out and living out the oppressive ideals of your taskmasters. When in fact, it's not true. These things like capitalism, which I've said, maybe I haven't said it clearly. I think it is the cultural battle of our day. The battle over property ownership is a foundational battle. It's crucial in this culture war, and we'll get into that more as you listen to the show. But anyway, what was I saying? The transcendent absolute truths of things like ownership and capitalism and hard work and merit, which are biblical ideas, those set people free and allow for human flourishing. But the more you tell people, no, that's the tools of oppressors, you deny them the opportunity to participate and flourish. It's the same thing with theology. If you tell people that justification by faith in Christ, a fundamental Christian doctrine, is merely a white European invention, and you can read the Bible and read the gospel differently, then people will self-exclude from truth, self-exclude from gospel truth, will voluntarily deny themselves from participating in the spiritual realities of the gospel, and they will reject it. When in fact, the truth of the gospel, justification by faith, Christ's imputed righteousness, our guilt before God and Christ's righteousness, this sets you free. This is liberating. This allows for human flourishing. Let me read to you, if you think I'm making this stuff up, from a text that I read in a missiology class in Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, which again is allegedly a conservative seminary. This by Michael Goheen, Introducing Christian Mission Today, Scripture, History, and Issues. And it's infused with this kind of liberal thinking, although I will admit subtly so. In the middle of the text called the theological, on this section called Theological Task, Liberating the Gospel, here's what the author writes. This is how we have to liberate the gospel to make it relevant in our modern times globally. Believers in the more conservative wing of the church often have allowed the gospel to be accommodated to the continuing influence of Enlightenment thought. Oh, so the gospel is influenced by European Enlightenment thought. In an admirable attempt to protect the truth of the gospel, they have reduced it to the unchanging ideas that transcend history. Wait. Conservative Europeans have what? That have reduced the gospel to unchanging ideas that transcend history? Is the gospel not unchanging ideas that transcend history? Yes, it is. He said this. This can be clarified further in a second point. We must take hold of the gospel as a true story. Do you hear that? Story. So transcendent truth versus story. What does that sound like? Oh my goodness, that sounds like CRT. That's right. When you read all the scholarship and academic writings of the critical race theory going back to the 80s. They said, no, we can't use these notions such as the Founding Father used of these absolute transcendent truths that govern society. That was the tool of white European oppressors. No, we have to relate to people and understand knowledge through the lens of story and storytelling and narrative or experience. Guys, it's the same ideologies. Telling truth through the lens of experience is subjective truth. It's experiential truth. It's what I feel to be true rather than what is transcendently true, what's true based on my experience. So if I say there's systemic racism and I experience that, there must be. It doesn't matter what the law is. It doesn't matter what the culture says. It doesn't matter what is true. It's the same idea. Let me continue reading. Western culture has been shaped by at least two different traditions, the biblical tradition, that's good, and the rationalistic humanist tradition. Well, what does he mean by that? What distinguishes these two is where ultimately reliable truth is said to be found. Okay. In the rationalistic humanist tradition, truth is found in unchanging ideas that transcend history. Wait, yeah, is it not? Now, I don't know why he's calling that rationalistic humanist. He's positioning it as a godless view, but in fact, that is the biblical tradition, the biblical view. Truth is unchanging ideas transcending history. But here's what he says. In the biblical tradition, truth is found in the mighty acts of God that constitute an unfolding narrative. There it is. That's a key word. Not transcendent truth, but storytelling truth, narrative truth. An unfolding narrative that is moving toward a goal. The story is found in the Bible and claims to be universal history. It offers an answer to the origin and destiny of the whole world and offers a clue to the meaning of world history and human life within it. So truth is a narrative, it's an experience, it's a story, and gives meaning to life now. I don't have time to keep reading, but maybe we'll get to it at some point down the road as we unfold this idea. What he's saying is that we need to impact life now with storytelling. And that's what feeds into the social gospel movement, is moving away from absolute transcendent truth and a perspective on eternity and the saving of souls for eternity, and focusing rather on experience and fixing the world now in this life, as in social programs, progressivism to make life in this world more better, more fair, more just. See, it's a fixation on the here and now based on experiential knowledge rather than the judgment to come and an eternal perspective based on transcendent truths. I know we're getting in the weeds here a little bit, but I want you to understand that absolute truth is under assault and we need to defend it using scripture, whether it comes to our theology and doctrine as Christians or our view of politics and culture. We hold to self-evident transcendent truths grounded in the Bible. You know, there's a lot of other stuff in the news I keep wanting to get to. I really have to read you all the lyrics to the climate changing hymn. And the border. And did you hear about, I'm sure you heard about, the male lap dance given to school administration in Kentucky at Hazard Independent Schools last week, where boys were dressed up, I guess, like some sort of drag queens and danced for their faculty and administration. Did you hear about this? This is a culture war. We'll get to it. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there, whether it's property rights or the most important truth of all, justification through Christ. We need to stand for these transcendent absolutes and not acquiesce to the culture that said truth is fluid and debatable. Get out there today and vote.